Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A director is caught saying that Pfizer is mutating the COVID viruses. We're going to be talking about this explosive video on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, you really have to commend Project Veritas because they really get in there and bring out the truth. They get it on video. They take great risk to do so, I must say. And here's a great example of it.
Yeah, they do take great risk. And in fact, when you're going up against Big Pharma, you better be prepared for some real pushback because we're talking about billions and billions of dollars at stake.
Right.
Well, here we have an undercover journalist at Project Veritas caught a Pfizer director flippantly discussing internal plans to mutate the COVID viruses via what he called directed evolution research using live monkeys so the pharmaceutical company can develop new vaccines for profit. Jordan Walker, MD, is a Pfizer Director of Research and Development, Strategic Operations, an mRNA scientific planner. He was caught on camera admitting that COVID will probably be a cash cow for us for a while. And the company's goal is to mutate viruses through directed evolution while insisting it's not gain-of-function research.
Yeah, so this researcher, apparently, it seems he was a former Pfizer employee, and this Justin Walker thought he was on a date with this employee, or former employee, rather. And so he's using private terms that Pfizer would not use to the public, things like cash cow and directed evolution, things like that, because they know that gain of function is illegal. So you see the wording that he uses is very careful. It's more in an intimate situation, not in a public press release.
You know, I wondered originally when I saw the video is how did Project Veritas get this guy to become so talkative? But Dr. Walker with Pfizer thought he was on a homosexual hookup date.
Right.
And I guess it was the third date
with
this individual.
So he felt comfortable talking.
And he was having drinks, and he, by this time, felt comfortable talking to him. So he just opened up. And his content of the language is just unbelievable because he's very flippant. And he talks about the revolving door between the pharmaceutical companies and the regulatory agencies. He doesn't mention them by name, but the regulatory agencies he's talking about, he specifically mentions they approve the drugs. So that would be what? FDA. Certainly CDC would be in there as well. And he talks about this revolving door that these people that are on the regulatory agencies, i.e. the FDA, that approve these drugs, they don't want to make negative statements about the drugs or the companies because that becomes another part of their resume building. Once they leave the FDA, they can go get a more lucrative job, say, with these drug companies in Big Pharma. So they don't say anything negative, and it's a revolving door. So sometimes they go from Big Pharma to the drug agencies, and then they go from the drug agencies to Big Pharma. It's an incestuous relationship.
Right.
He says that it's not good for America, but it is certainly good for Pfizer and these drug companies.
Well, you know, his position is to plan new drugs by analyzing disease trends. And of course, the whole bottom line is to make Pfizer money. So it only makes sense that if they're continuing to create new viruses and doing this gain of function or what he calls direct evolution, it's going to continue to make money for Pfizer, and that's their bottom line.
Now, at 8 o'clock on Friday of the week that this video was released, 8 o'clock p.m. on Friday night, which
that was
when
like
you
two days after, I think.
Press release, and you dump it at 8 o'clock on Friday, typically you do it either because something emergency just happened and you have to get it out, which in this case, that's not the case because the videos had been out for a couple of days.
Right.
So they had plenty of time to make a statement. They chose to issue their statement at 8 o'clock p.m. on a Friday night, which means they wanted to get out a statement, but they wanted to go under the radar. So they at least get out the statement. That's what happens when you want to avoid the news cycle, but you want to make a statement. You dump it out on Friday night, unless it's an emergency and you have no choice. And they didn't have an emergency because it had been a few days earlier. So in this statement, they said, well, Pfizer says they don't do gain-of-function research or directed evolution, but then they go on to say that they actually do engineer a virus when there is no, quote, gain of function mutation, close quote. So if there's no gain of function mutation, then they engineer the virus so that they can determine whether or not, in that context, Paxlovid would be beneficial against that variant. Well, obviously, they're doing the same thing for other things.
They're just admitting
it. So if you're engineering a virus that otherwise doesn't have a gain of function mutation to it, you're looking for a gain of function mutation and it doesn't have it. So now you're going to engineer it.
Right.
You're not going to just actually do something to the virus itself. You're going to engineer it to be something other than what it is.
So they just admitted that they are doing it.
So that's no different than the, quote, directed evolution or the so-called gain of function. You are taking, as Dr. Malone says, a virus A, and you're changing it to virus B, and then you are placing it, according to Dr. Walker, into monkeys to see how it mutates and how it, you know, progresses in monkey to monkey.
Right. Dr. Malone, who watched the video and commented about it, he said, you're gaining function, you're creating a new function in virus one by adding elements from virus two, infecting one monkey and then another monkey. That's called serial passage. That appears to have been one of the technologies deployed in the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the humanized mouse strains that I believe were obtained from EcoHealth Alliance. That's an example of directed evolution, i.e. gain of function.
That's the same thing. And so they don't want to use gain of function because gain of function is illegal.
Right.
That's why you see Fauci and the NIH funding this over in the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China rather than moving it from the United States at a university over to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The interesting thing, though, Holly, about the Pfizer press dump at 8 p.m. on a Friday night is that they never said anything about Dr. Walker. They didn't say, no, he doesn't work for us. So obviously they acknowledge that he does. They didn't distance themselves from Pfizer or from Walker. They didn't denounce him. Now, I can't imagine why a company wouldn't denounce Dr. Walker, because look at what he said,
it's a communication crisis for them.
Yeah, and they never denounced him. They never said, he doesn't represent our views, we've terminated our relationship with him. No. So the fact that they did not say anything about that speaks volumes. When you look at what Dr. Walker said, he was flippant about this, and he used the word cash cow. Well, before coming to Pfizer, he worked at the Boston Consulting Group, which was a company that develops a growth strategy for large biopharma or companies with regards to helping them become more profitable in their various business ventures, categorizing some of the business ventures as, quote, cash cows. That's a term that the Boston Consulting Group uses. So this guy, coming from this consulting group to Pfizer to help them increase their, quote, cash cow, actually says that this COVID-19 shots and what they're doing is a cash cow for Pfizer and will be so for long term.
Yeah, you can see in this meeting, and you can watch the video if you can find it now, the undercover journalist said, so Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID? And then Walker comes back and says, well, that is not what we say to the public. No, don't tell anyone this, by the way. You have to promise you won't tell anyone. You've got to promise you won't tell anyone, okay? You know how the virus keeps mutating. And the journalist says, yeah. So the way we were thinking about it, don't tell anyone this, by the way. You've got to promise. The way it would work is we put the virus in these monkeys, and then we successively cause them to keep infecting each other, and we collect serial samples from them, and then the ones that are more infectious, so like the virus, will put them in another monkey, and you just constantly actively mutate them.
Yeah, and then he talks about this relationship, as I mentioned, with Big Pharma being a revolving door for all government officials. It's pretty good for the industry, to be honest, he said. It's bad for everyone else in America. He said, because, you know, with the regulators who have to approve the drugs, you know, that once they stop being a regulator, they want to come work for the company. They're not going to be as harsh on the company. They want to get a job.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine. We continue to defend healthcare workers, those in the military, students, transplant patients, and so many others with regards to their refusal to get this COVID-19 shot. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. lc.org.